Keith, it's been a fantastic season. I think the fans at the end showed their appreciation.
Yeah, fantastic season. You're disappointed that you don't finish in the top six. At the start of the season, that's everybody's ambition, everybody's aim. But realistically, could we do it? Should we have done it? No. You know, that's the harsh realities of being a Rochdale manager, a Rochdale team, and Rochdale supporter. But we'll carry on trying our best to achieve the impossible dream. And we nearly did it. We got the last game of the season excitement, where there was something still riding on it. But when you're pitting your wits against other teams like Millwall, you know, if I'm looking at the teams coming up, Doncaster, Portsmouth, Plymouth, you know, and even Wigan, Rotherham, and the teams that are left in the division. It's a big task what we're trying to achieve, and it is the impossible dream, but it's something that we intend on fighting for and continue to fight towards. And like I said previously, there's no failure at this club as long as we don't give up.
You are a manager that always looks to improve. Looking back on the season just finished, I know it's only just finished, are there any sort of key areas that you wish to address in the close season?
Well, we've developed players, and I hope the players that we've developed and we've given opportunities to, like Harrison McGaty, for example, you know, and Aaron Morley, fleetingly, then it's up to them to learn. And I'm you know, pointing the finger squarely at the likes of Andy Cannon, Joe Bunny, you know, Callum Camps, Jamie Allen. Now, they've got to use these experiences to make themselves championship players while they're playing for Rochdale Football Club. And we've got to try and turn ourselves into a championship team with the experiences that we've had this season, whether we've lost games, whether we've won games, whether we've drawn games. You know, there's been ups and downs throughout the course of the season. We've been brave in the way that we're playing, the way that we've tried to execute game plans. And it's important that those players continue to learn by this type of experience that we've witnessed today in this season, and take it to next season, try and create, I suppose, a championship environment while we're playing League One football.